boy leveraged his body across the seat and stuck his head out the door so she could read his lips.
"Get in or we're going to get mobbed. I'm recognizable and I really don't want anybody to get hurt. Please."
His look was so persuasive and urgent that she jumped into the car without another thought, the driver hurrying to close her door and get the car in motion before the women could cross the busy street and descend on them. The man turned on the light in the back of the limo.
"We made it."
The cap came off his head quickly as he raked his hands through his short, dark, spiky hair. After he discarded the jacket, too, he reclined back on the seat, still angled toward her. Tessa couldn't help but be slightly amused by the relieved look on his face. "Your fan club?" she questioned teasingly.
"Actually, yeah. A few of them, anyway."
He looked at her curiously.
"You still don't recognize me?"
He was wearing a t-shirt, and she could see now that he had some very ornate tattoos on his biceps. She generally didn't care for tats on a guy, but somehow they suited him, and they weren't done up to the point of overkill.
"No, I really don't. Should I?"
"My name is Xander. I'm a musician. We're performing here in Boston tomorrow night to a sold-out crowd. Our first album sold millions. I'm working on our next one."
Tessa pointed at her ear,